Have you guys heard of the story of Sarah? Some of you are shaking your head yes, so obviously. Well, I'm going to tell it to you. She had strong, strong faith. When God told Abraham, "Go to the place I show you," Sarah, she went. She didn't ask why, when, or anything else you can come up with to stall. She got her stuff and went. Didn't ask. We turn to 2 Corinthians 5, 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." She walked by faith. She didn't know where she was going. She didn't ask where she was going. She went on faith, and faith alone. She also had weaknesses in faith, like us all do. We have highs, we have lows, and it's okay. She had a strong desire for having a child. But at a time, God told Abraham, "She will bear you a child." She was 90 years old. She didn't think that she can have a child at 90 years old. So she came up with a plan that her handmaiden would bear him a child. When that child was born, Sarah didn't like it. So she sent them out of the house. Then God sent three angels and told them, "She will bear you a son." His son would be named Isaac. She laughed. She laughed at the angels in disbelief. She thought that she couldn't bear a son at 90. And the angel said, "Why do you laugh? Is there anything too hard for God to do for us? Anything? Can anybody come up with anything too hard for him to do?" The answer is no. He created you. He created me. He created this earth and everything you see, hear, smell, and taste. He created it all. So there is nothing too hard or anything that he cannot do for us. This brings me to 4 points. How do we find faith? How do we get faith? And what is faith? And 4th, how do we confess our faith? First one, how do we find faith? Well, faith must be built on evidence. What evidence do we have? We have the Bible. And the Bible is God's word. God can't lie, so it must be the truth. How do we get faith? Well, Romans 10, 17. "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You must hear God's word. And God's word is right here in this book. Then, what is faith? Well, faith simply is believing in God. Believing in what God says. And believing in God's commands and his warnings with all your heart and letting them guide your life. Keyword, your life. Can't let it guide here or there or there. Your whole life, not just sections. And last, believing in God's promise so strongly that your heart can feel peace and love for eternity. This is because God loves us all. And tonight, I'd like to extend the invitation to you through baptism. Will you come?